News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. It is 7:05 in the morning. Carl, Linda Bott, but of course it's Thursday and Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
I still have to say that. I mean, you've been with us now for like a year.
Yeah. Yes, at least
Thursday
that long.
Mornings. Yeah.
I love Thursday mornings.
And, you know, of course we have Savannah here. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Been climbing any mountains lately or just?
I haven't been climbing any mountains, but I did go cliff jumping the other day.
You went cliff jumping the other day. Chris Reznor was in here as a guest, you know, Dutch Brothers, and he's got a wall in a setup that they all climb, people from his workplace. And I mentioned that you're a climber, and he said you might be interested in, you know, wall climbing.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And, okay, Trish.
Okay, and it's 63 degrees in Reading as we speak. Sunny and high with a high near 96 today. Calm winds becoming south to southwest 5 to 7 miles in the afternoon. Clear tonight around 67 degrees. Sunny tomorrow around 94. So it looks like we have a little bit of a cooling trend here. Anytime under 100 in July.
Put on the sweater.
Exactly. I mean, that sounds good to me. If we keep under 100, we're doing good. The weather is brought to you always, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards.
Thursday night.
Pizza.
474-5546. And as we do every morning at this time, we get the best advice on Wall Street that is out there. So let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 139 points at 15,430. The S&P 500 adding 16 points at 1669, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 33 points at 3554. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 133 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Advanced Micro Devices up 26 cents at 424, Bank of America adding 6 cents at 1343, General Electric up 16 cents at 2370, while Ford is up 20 cents at 1692. Of local interest, PG&E up 34 cents at 45.48. Costco's up $1.30 at 114.95. Reading Bank of Commerce up 2 cents at $4.90, while Harley-Davidson's up 84 cents at 54.83. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.58%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34. Oil's down 98 cents a barrel at 104.64, and precious metals are higher with gold up $21.07 an ounce at 1284.71. Silver's up 72 cents at $20.05. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris Lasondak, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. They have offices down on Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 530-243-7561, that's 243-7561 for great advice from the experts. Okay, today we've got a big day, Trish. We've got, about 20 minutes here we can talk about little things that may have raised our ire a little. You know, I'm sure we can find a few. And then at 7:30 we have Anderson Police, some of them coming on to talk about, they've got a fundraiser for their canine units. And, of course, at 8 o'clock, Maurice Johannesson's coming in. And earlier this week, we had Stan Statham on talking about the state of Jefferson. And he's even got it divided already along the San Andreas Fault. So it's, you know, divided now or divided later, it's going to happen at some point. And then plus other things. I'm sure that you've got a couple of things on your mind you'd like to discuss.
You know, I've just been ignoring the goings-on in this United States and Shasta County because it all irritates me so badly that sometimes I just do the block out thing and go, I'm just ignoring everything that irritates me.
Let me poke you a couple of times here.
Okay, let's
During
go.
The break, and so when you come back, you'll be fired up. Here.
Okay.
All right? So you can come up, you know, we can think about things like the Zimmerman trial. How about the Zimmerman trial? Because they just found out that the feds put people down there to lead the protest against Zimmerman, and we paid federal people to do that.
Well, you know, this administration, that's why I don't watch it, because there isn't anything they do. We keep turning over rocks, and they keep coming up dirty, and yet nothing happens. They're still there.
And you know what?
Why isn't everybody as angry as I am?
Because the media has ordained Obama and his people as being sacrosanct from being touched.
You know, if somebody does come out and talk about him, as Snowden did, and he blew the whistle, and now all of a sudden, the whole thing is about what a ripping idiot he is, and how bad he is, and what a criminal he is. But now, nobody cares that they were spying on us in ways they never had authority to do. The other countries are now starting to get in the act and say, wait a minute.
You looked at us too.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. But it's all Snowden's fault.
You are there. You just needed to be scratched a little bit. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Don't miss your chance. Your chance is here at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our game show Thursday. Swipe to win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with game show host Brad Bonner. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. in Overtime Sports Bar. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Brad incorporates a little magic and a whole lot of trivia in his game show. He'll have you laughing till your face hurts. Every Thursday, 12 contestants will win free slot play and a pair of tickets to the final game show on Wednesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. Five additional winners will receive a pair of tickets where over $15,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be given away. Everyone's a winner. But you have to play at Wind River Resort and Casino to be part of our live audience on Wednesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. in the Event Center. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Plus, enjoy a delicious dessert on us. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details on Game Show Thursdays, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Welcome back. We're not going to take it. You know what? That was good. Is that what it was saying, right? We're not going to take it. You got to warn me about these things. So
I will let
it play longer there in the bump side. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee and espresso, Joe's, and cold drinks, of course, will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts. Good people down there at Tobacco and Brew treat you, always treat you really, really nice. Really nice. So, head on down there and see them. 30 years in the business. Okay.
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. The trial has been so mishandled by the prosecution, it appears. I mean, you've got even left-leaning, journalists going, whoa, that's a mistake. I mean, whose side is that witness on?
But the whole point of that case from the very beginning was it was a horrible thing that happened when that young man was killed. Having said that, there was never any reason to believe that it was anything but an unfortunate set of circumstances.
Yeah.
The kid was where he was not supposed to be. This guy was on neighborhood watch. He confronted him. It was real clear, and it appeared for a long time they weren't going to prosecute because they didn't have a case.
Now we find out why they came up with the case. Well, the chief of police there didn't try him. They turned him loose. And it wasn't until marches.
Now we find out that they're from our own good administration. One more time, Holder's out there doing something illegal in the name of Obama.
They paid people to go down there and march and organize the people to march against Zimmerman, to march for a trial. And then he
wrote it down. I love that part.
They wrote it down.
They wrote down what they were paying them they were doing.
And that's right, and for clothing, and then they turned around and charged the city there as a consultant's fee to help handle this kind of thing, and then went out and organized against them. I mean, this whole thing is so ludicrous. And it would be so ludicrous, except it comes under this administration who are stumbling around like a bunch of clowns, which they have from the beginning, and no one seems to understand this.
You look at the things that keep happening over and over again, and you remember, we have a constitution. We have rules. We have separate entities of government. We have three branches. And then you see this stuff happening on a continued basis, and you go, what country am I in?
You're in the kingdom of Obama.
We are definitely not in the United States of America, because he said, you know, the Constitution's kind of confining. Well, he hasn't let it confine him, has he?
Well, you know, it's like one of our politicians said, well, I think it was a living document. Well, excuse me. A living document.
Well, he's just beat it to death. I mean, there isn't any, if that was the truth.
He says, if the Congress won't move, I'm just going to tell my people to do it, like the EPA is going to shut down all the coal mines. Well, excuse me, Mr. President, how many hundreds of thousands of people, millions and billions of dollars you want to cost by shutting down the coal industry?
He doesn't care. He doesn't care because, he's already let us know that he really thinks that we ought to be more in line with the other countries. We're not as good as we thought we were. And we really, our gas prices are too low. We really, $5 a gallon.
Well, that's okay.
Let's talk about that. Too much to expect, and probably should get there in little increments. Well, we're moving right along.
Well, and here's the thing is, before you came into office, gas was $2.30 a gallon.
There you go.
Which we thought was high. And when it went up to like $2.75 or $3, people just castigated Bush. Oh, he's in bed with the big oil companies. Guys, you can see it. He's letting his friends raise the cost of gas. Well, gas is now a dollar or more expensive than it was under Bush. And nobody is accusing Obama of being in bed with the oil companies.
Nobody even talks about the gas price.
Well, they don't have to, but they would if Rick Perry, if he runs and he gets elected and if the gas prices just continue to go like they have now, they are going to go after him because Perry's in bed. You know what? You're going to hear it. Perry's in bed with big oil because he comes from Texas and you're going to see that.
We have an administration who has in absolutely controls the media, and absolutely nothing they do is going to be reported as bad. Most of the stuff you don't even see come through, the things that we see occasionally on Fox News, and quite frankly, Fox News is not.
Fox News will turn on you in a second. Let me tell you, Fox News is
fair
for the,
and balanced.
They are for the corporations, and if you ever think that they aren't, you're crazy. They will turn in an instant. They are going to go where they perceive the money is because they don't really care. They give lip service to veterans. They give lip service to small businesses. But when it gets right down to it, they're going to shake hands and scratch the backs of their brother big corps.
Whoa, they just really irritated Carl lately, didn't they?
They did. So we'll be right back after these messages. Bob, hang on to the phone just in a minute. We'll be right back to you. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Every way you want it.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's 63 degrees out there, gonna go up to like 96. It is 7:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our Northern California Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, guys. These are people making great deals for their neighbors around here, all of our area here. Everything you could possibly want, new or previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and their service department is second to none. Head on down Cypress Avenue. You can't miss them, but the address is 555. If for somehow you were looking to, you know, if you're looking in the wrong direction for like a half an hour as you drive past their showrooms and everything, or give them a call at 223-2177. You know what? Great people down there doing great jobs for people. A lot of veterans down there. A lot of veterans work for Redding Crown Motors. Okay. When we left, we were discussing, what's going on with the government. But let's go to our phones. Bob, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Carl, Trish.
Good morning, Bob.
I don't understand how he's getting away with all this. I mean, there's no outcry from the media or from the Republicans. I mean, he's gotten away with Fast and Furious. And I thought this IRS scandal would do him in, but it's just kind of dying out, too.
It's, you know what? I tell you what, Bob, here's one of the things I think about is that there's so many of them. You know, you got people, oh gosh, you know, look at Fast and Furious. And, you know, and you didn't even mention Benghazi. And I know you think about that. And you look at Benghazi. Yeah. You look at Benghazi, you look at Fast and Furious, you look at the IRS, you look at the NSA snooping, you look at the $635,000 the State Department spent on likes, having more likes in Facebook. At the same time, they cut out the fireworks for the 4th of July for the military bases. And yet spent $636,000 for that, and not even mention $100 million to Sub-Sahara Africa.
Yep.
Nice trip. Yeah. Sub-Sahara Africa. And they turned around, and the people he was talking to just looked at him, and he said, well, you know, you should be doing this with your gay community. And they just looked at him. No, we're not going to do that. That just doesn't fit in with what we're doing. You know,
yeah, I listened to part of ABC News about the Zimmerman.
Uh-huh.
And Diane Sawyer had that concerned, worried look on her face about how Martin was murdered by Zimmerman, and he didn't have this, which is true, he didn't deserve to die, but Zimmerman was the guilty party in this.
Yeah. Well, the prosecution has asked, oh, can you instruct the jury on lesser charges like manslaughter you know, a felony assault or something? And of course the defense is saying, no. You guys came in here at murder in the second degree. You had nothing even to charge him with. And now you're out in a fishing expedition here to see if you can't get something.
But the way that judge has acted, I'm going to be surprised if she doesn't give the prosecution what they want. Because obviously she's drank the Kool-Aid as well.
Well, she's going for a federal judgeship right now.
Well, everybody's got a motive, and that's exactly what we're looking at in this whole scenario, is all these people, you know, this president has not done one thing that the way we've set up our system. He absolutely has ignored Congress, the Senate, the House, everybody else. He's put in all of his czars. And we don't even want to get on that conversation about their nationality. but they are doing all of these executive orders and all of these rulemakings throughout these departments. We're being impacted day in and day out. Nobody reports it. Congress has done absolutely nothing in 5 years. Except Obamacare.
Oh, and let's talk about Obamacare. A total disaster, where they've got to back up. Okay, the businesses, you don't have to do this. You don't have to give them insurance, but it leaves the individuals on the hook. Savannah, our very bright producer here, now has to go out and buy insurance. Is that right? Is that right, Savannah?
I do.
She has to buy insurance, but the business doesn't, because they don't have it together. So this thing about, give businesses a chance, but hey, all you individuals, whack.
But the point is, it's his law. He rammed it through Congress. He signed it, and now he's going to pick the parts of it that he wants to enforce. He does not have that authority. Once Congress has passed a law, it's a law. He doesn't get to choose which parts of it he enforces.
Okay, Bob, see what you started.
My pleasure.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling.
You're welcome. See you later.
You bet. Okay, let's go back to Obamacare for a minute here. Because this is where it's at. Is he has backed off in a year because they can't get it to make, you know,
because
can't
the
have
states.
It. 67% of the people think it's been, you know what? A poll. 67% of the people think Obamacare has been repealed. Did you see that?
I know.
I love it. You know, they didn't even know. And something like 70% in a different poll a few weeks ago, I have to buy insurance.
It's because your average, if you take your average citizen walking around, as an example, I said to somebody the other day, I get upset by Obama's flag. The flag that he flies, that's on Air Force One, that's on some of our government buildings, that is no longer the American flag. It's this little round job that he came up with as his slogan. And I said to some, and they looked at me with this blank look, like, I don't know what flag you're talking about. So they haven't even noticed it. When Air Force One takes off and lands, we don't even know that the flag on the side of it is not the American flag that we have adopted as our signature.
And one last thing to think about before we take a break, we bring on the Anderson Police Department, is Chuck Hagel, who has already done as much as he possibly can to destroy the Defense Department, says, look, you guys keep cutting. That's it. That's it. Under sequestration, he says, we will not be able to do our missions.
But we've already got the military slashed to the point where we've got so many people returning, coming back, being released.
Being forced out.
Being forced out. Okay, Anybody who makes the noise.
They're forcing people out.
Yes,
okay,
they are.
We'll be right back after the news and with Anderson Police Department.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are climbing to record highs a day after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the central bank would continue to support the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 140 points. Meanwhile, shares of Advanced Micro Devices are jumping following a pair of upgrades. Bank of America Merrill Lynch is raising the chip maker's rating a notch to buy. Canaccord Genuity is also boosting AMD's stock rating to buy, citing the company's potential gains in the embedded market. And ConocoPhillips is raising its quarterly dividend 4.5% to 69 cents a share. The dividend will be payable September 3rd to shareholders on record as of July 22nd. Longtime McGraw-Hill Chief Executive Harold McGraw is stepping down. After 15 years at the helm, McGraw will be leaving his position as CEO and President November 1st. The 64-year-old will remain on as chairman of the board. McGraw will be replaced by Standard & Poor's exec Douglas Peterson. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Dum-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum. Our phone lines here.
A little quick this morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just get news now and then. You know, when we start talking about the Obama administration, I just go,
605-4567. Don't ruin this segment.
I'm not. This is going to be a good segment. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater, who has been providing natural spring water to their customers since 1988. They get their spring water from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, which probably has something to do with being called the Mount Shasta Springwater, as opposed to the River Mouth Sacramento, something like that.
Mouthy Sacramento.
Yeah, the Mouthy Sacramento water. No, Mount Shasta Springwater. It is good water. We use it at our home. We use it here. And for more information, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227. Or visit www.mountshastaspringwater.com. These are, you know, it's a local company, good people there. Hey, we want to talk about a young man named Michael Stevens. He's a 16-year-old sophomore born and raised in Shasta County. He comes from a great family, and he has been diagnosed with a very rare aggressive type of cancer. It's a type of cancer that occurs in the soft tissues in children and adolescents and affects 250 children in the U.S. each year. They're having a fundraiser for Michael, and donations can be made at any U.S. bank. That's U.S. Bank. And they're having a spaghetti benefit dinner at the VFW in Anderson on July 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. Silent auction, raffle prizes, anything that you can think of that will help this young man and his family, because there's a lot of trips are going to have to be making, a lot of things are going to have to happen.
You know, and this community has historically come together for these young kids when we have these issues and within our community. And I just want to encourage everybody to stop by, you know, do the spaghetti dinner thing. It's just a little bit. You could go out to dinner someplace else that night, but you can go to dinner there and really make a difference. And we need to do that as a community.
Or you can just stop by a U.S. bank and say, this is for a donation for Michael Stevens. Give Barbara Shaw a call at 365-6867. That's 365-6867. Or just go down to a U.S. bank and say, hey, this is for Michael.
But if you take your kids to the dinner, then they become a part of understanding what you do for your
absolutely
community.
No, this is what you prefer.
To do a lesson.
It's like taking them out to the vet, to any type of the, you know, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Take the kids, take the grandkids out there. Let them see how people what people have bought with their lives for the freedoms they have. That's a lot of people,
exactly.
Like big corporations, don't realize that. Okay.
Now we're going to go to the dogs. No, we're going to talk about canine. We're going to talk about the Anderson Police Department and their need for a new canine.
Well, we have the chief of police here, Mike Johnson, and we also have the canine officer, Mike.
One of the potential canine officers.
Potential. Mike Callahan. Yeah, okay. So let's talk to the chief first. You don't have any dogs over there?
We do. Carl, we have one dog. He named Nikita. He's been in service for about 5 years. The dog is about 7.5 years old. But he's worn down and getting a little older. He's just happens to be one of those dogs that has aged quickly. And he did great service for the community while he was in service. But because of his depreciating abilities, he was decertified as a protection dog recently, and he's only doing narcotics work right now, just using his nose. And he's a good dog still, and like I said, we're very proud of him and the service he's given, but he needs to be retired, and we need a dual-purpose dog again.
So this dog, instead of training to attack and get the bad guys, now he alerts and he pees on their feet. This is it. But I kind of like it.
Well, not quite exactly that, but
I think you should be able to train him. Like, you've got drugs. He runs over and he pees on their leg.
Well, he does almost
as
good.
Can I say that, Savannah?
He destroys things when he finds drugs, so that's a...
So now you got a dog with a coke habit. Is that it? Comes out little white stuff all over his nose. Whoa, okay. That's, okay, sorry. Well, now he's
no control again.
Is he going to get 100% disability
he'll have a good retirement.
100% retirement here? What?
He will have a really good retirement.
Does he go home with the officer, or do y'all find homes for him? Seriously.
The officer has an option. The officer that worked him on the street, usually after they give about 3 years of service on the street, if they have to retire for any reason, we, as a city, will allow the officer the option to buy the dog and keep for a dollar and keep him for good and retire him at home.
Okay.
So.
Or you'll find him in retirement.
Yeah, right? And if the officer chooses not to retire him and keep him for whatever reasons, family situations, or he's getting another dog or something, then we'll find him a good home. Definitely don't just...
You don't put him down.
No, absolutely not.
No, they've had to do that with war dogs. They can't. They cannot put him in a home. So, right. But I've understood as most of the police dogs are, since they're raised in the families, can be found good homes.
Yeah, we try to keep them social for a lot of different reasons, so that's very true.
Okay, now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike, who's going to be the canine guy, if we can find you a dog. Is that right?
That's the hope.
So. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Botcher, Clark.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 66 degrees, going up to 98 today, 7:43 in the morning. It is July the 11th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know what? Staycation. That's what we talk about, a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They've got a package deal that's going to fit anybody's wallet. Come on out and have fun. Relax without breaking the bank. Give them a call at 238-2383. That's 238-2383. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. You know what? They've got, we've been on their boats and they are just outstanding, clean. They work. Everything on it, you know, works well and they take great pride in the fleet. Check out LakeShasta.com on the web. Again, 238-2383. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Mike Halligan.
Halligan
is one of the three officers in the Anderson Police Department that is vying to become a canine officer.
I am.
I'm sure there's reasons for this. Why do you want to become a canine officer?
I've always wanted to be a canine officer. In the previous department that I worked for, they didn't have a canine program. That's one of the things that brought me here from my previous department. the ability to use the canine for both narcotics detection as well as protection work, patrol work, going out and actually finding someone who's trying not to be found, that's definitely appealing. The narcotics aspect of it, using the dog to gain access to a compartment into a certain part of a building that otherwise would have went unlooked. It's just a great tool, great resource, and I'm interested in being the one to handle the dog.
Okay, now, these dogs, and so the reason we're here today is there's going to be a fundraiser.
There is.
Because these dogs do not come cheap. This is not something you go down to Haven Humane and pick out one of the German Shepherds or the Pitty, one of the Pit Bulls.
Yeah. There.
These are ones, are they bred a certain way and come out of a, do you buy them out of a certain breeder?
There's different canine vendors all throughout the nation, and we have a contract with a current vendor right now who provides our training service, and they also provide a service for the ability to acquire the dog. And they have different breeding centers, whether it be South Africa or over in Europe, and the dogs don't come cheap. The dogs are about $15,000 for the entire package, that be the training, handler training.
I was wondering if these were American dogs or those German dogs, South African dogs, because I see these in some of the magazines that come to my house, talking about this as these are the ultimate in protection of these dogs, that they bond with the family. They, you know, their whole mission in life is to keep you safe.
That's their
very
whole idea.
Though, yeah.
So
did the officer need to speak the language that where the dog was raised?
That's actually part of the training. The commands are in specific language, specific dialect, depending on where the dog came from, so that the handler can communicate with the dog, so that the general public wouldn't be able to give the dog commands.
Oh, so you yell things at them in German, huh?
German. A couple different languages, yeah.
German, Czech, Dutch are the primary ones.
Well, yeah. don't they raise these dogs in the United States, these kind of dogs in the United States?
They do some. Most of these dogs in law enforcement and a lot for the military as well come from overseas because they title them overseas, which means they go through a certification process. Which is a lot of the protection training over there. They don't start in actual law enforcement till they're about a year and a half to 2.5 years old.
Good point. How old are the dogs when you get them? How much training have they had?
About that. I'd say on the average, 2 years old is a good average age of a dog when they start the training with the officer. They'll go through about a 6-week training. So let's say Officer Halligan here is selected as a canine handler. Him and the dog together will go through the training. It'll be about a 6-week course, maybe more, maybe less, depending on how the training's going. And they get certified by the state. They'll have to put in 16 hours every month of official logged training and keep that certification up yearly.
Okay, so now there's going to be a fundraiser. Let's talk about the fundraiser here.
So the Anderson VFW Hall is hosting a spaghetti feed for us Saturday, July 13th. Doors open at 6. We'll have a 1-hour adult beverage hour, and at 7 o'clock the spaghetti feed begins. We're gonna have a auction, raffle, and play some other games and sell some t-shirts and whatnot, try to raise that 15 grand mark. So
okay, and so this is going to be this Saturday at Anderson VFW Hall. Dinner's at 7 o'clock. And how much are the tickets?
$10 a piece. Tickets can be purchased at the door. They can also be purchased at the Anderson Police Department. Or if you want to call ahead and reserve some tickets, we have a phone number that you can do that with.
I have two tickets right here, in fact, free tickets to come to the Anderson Police Department K-9 fundraiser for this Saturday at 7 o'clock, or starts at 6, I'm sorry, opens at 6. I have for the first caller of 605-4567. We have tickets, free tickets here. Then you get down and there's films there, you find out about the dog and all that.
We're actually going to have some other dogs there from our vendor there to do a canine demonstration. We'll be able to show some protection work, some bite work, and maybe some tracking and some narcotics detection.
So if you want a ticket, two tickets to go down there, give us a call, 605-4567.
And if you can't go to the dinner, you can pick up the tickets at the Anderson Police Department, or just call, mm-hmm. or just stop by and make a donation
and
drop a check off in front if you're just interested in helping the program. All donations gratefully accepted.
Yeah. Great chance to bring your kids with you if you want, and have them interact with the dogs. So the dogs they're going to bring are social, and they will do some interaction with people after they do the demonstration. So
you get to see them, like, you know, jump on heavily padded people and pull them around?
You do. I might be one of those people that get bit.
Well, the other thing too about a canine is it can save your life. It can save, you can send the canine in instead of an officer.
Yeah, you know, one of the big benefits is having, putting these dogs with the officers out on the street. Officers often end up going to calls that should be a two-officer call, and they end up there by themselves because of, you know, resources are short and everybody's thin and short staff. So when you have a dog with you, a set of teeth and another set of eyes to help protect you and the general public, it's almost like having two officers there. So it's a great resource for us.
You can get arrested for assault for kicking a police dog. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So it's just like a police officer, right?
So, it is.
So if you treat the, you know, so if you attack the dog, the, you, it's like the same as attacking a human.
You know, it gives the officers a real edge when they're out there after someone that's trying to hide. The dog can find them when the eyes can't. And so having a canine is real important, especially to a small department like Anderson.
Absolutely.
They've been a big help. And in the past, this community has always really gotten behind the canine program and turned out to do great fundraisers. So I'm going to be real disappointed in the Anderson community if they don't turn out and raise this $15,000 and just get this going.
Are you on some kind of, does it have to be by a certain time?
We're trying to do it as quick as possible.
Right.
But there's no specific time frame, but we do have the current canine who is getting ready to retire, and he is continuing to age, and he needs to be replaced.
And he has been certified, so he's only doing half the job now that needs to be done.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. And we'd like to get it, like you said, as soon as possible so we don't have a big gap in between. You know, if I could real quick, this fundraiser, you heard obviously is by VFW Hall, just like the one for Michael that you mentioned before. Those folks in Anderson are really doing a great job, and we really appreciate all the help they've offered to us. It's a very good thing to see the community come together for a number of different events and supporting their police department, supporting their local people, and supporting the community.
You know, that's a good point to bring up because there's a great relationship between the, you know, the county owns that veterans building. That's a county building down there in Anderson, and they've had a tremendous relationship over many, many years with the VFW down there. And they operate, the VFW operate that facility. It's for all veterans. It's for all veterans kind of things and community things. And it has just been an integral part of the community of Anderson for many, many years.
Well, we really appreciate you all coming by. Chief Johnson from Anderson and Officer Mike Halligan, who's coming in, who wants to be that canine officer.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you'd be the canine officer. You'd be
canine handler.
Handler.
Yep.
I like to think of the canine officer would be the canine. But then again, where did it come from? K. Where did we get that? K9. What is that?
I don't have an answer for that one.
Shortened of the long version, I think, from the spelled out version of K9.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could be. I guess that would make sense.
That makes sense.
Okay, you win.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being here.
And
we will announce this a few more times today and tomorrow and see if we can't get. We want a lot of people out there on the fundraiser on July 13th. That's this Saturday at Anderson VFW Hall. They're right there on Center Street. Doors open at 6. Dinner's at 7. It's $10, and you get to see demonstrations, you get to see who the dogs are, you get to visit and see what they're, where the money's going to.
And we've got a lot of auction items and raffle.
We do. We've had several donations from throughout the community, and we're still seeking more. So if any business is out there listening and they're able to give us a donation package, we'd love to take it and help.
And who do they call
that? 15. You can call me at 378-4610. Or just come by the Anderson Police Department and drop it off for me.
Okay.
We've got a couple guns to auction off, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, that always is.
Oh, that's always good. Okay. Free tickets for that, my friends. Just give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or Jennair appliance.
free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Hey, independent talk radio for the North State. We're not corporations here. We're you. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 7:57 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Yeah, in-store deli, Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, the North State's nutrition experts, Joe and his gang over there, his group of people. Knowledgeable. The store is just clean. It's everybody there is trying to help you. It's located at 221 Locust Street right here in Reading. Give them a call, 530-244-9141. Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Trish, you got like 2 minutes to just really ramp it up because Senator Maurice Johannesson is in the House.
Yes, he is, and I'm sure he's going to want to talk and maybe get some updates about the veterans issues and all that. I would kind of just like to wrap up the issues that we were talking about earlier, because, you know, there's a lot of us true conservative Americans, certainly in Northern California, and there are some opportunities for all of us to get involved in this. So there's a lot of frustration. I see it in the Tea Party members and just the average people that we've kind of been used to being able to depend on the fact that we have rules and regulations in the United States that everybody's going to live by. We've had 5 years now of someone who has totally and completely thumbed their nose at our papers, and we need to really start putting the pressure on the elected people that we've sent back there, not only our representatives, but the House of the Congress back there. Because in all seriousness, that Republican-controlled Congress is the only one who can start to bring this administration down.
I agree.
And we need to start flooding them. Everybody says, there's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can make your phone calls. You can write your letters. You can send your faxes. You can tell them to do their job. They are supposed to be calling him short on all of these things. When he doesn't obey the law, he has no right to enforce pieces of the legislation. He has no right to say, well, if Congress doesn't act, I'll do it myself. He doesn't have that power as the President of the United States. And they need to call him on it. But we the people need to make them hold their feet to the fire And you can blanket fax every member of Congress. And it's just, I mean, think of the impact if you had 500 faxes come from the Shasta County in one day to that Congress. They're going to listen.
We would hope they'd listen.
Well, and we need to do it then every day.
Every day. All right, we're going to take a break. Senator Maurice Johannesson is going to join us on the other side of the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's not just a murder case against George Zimmerman. The jury will be allowed to consider other charges in the neighborhood watch shooting. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside the court in Sanford, Florida.
Dave, George Zimmerman's jury will also consider a possibility he committed manslaughter when killing Trayvon Martin, though he claims self-defense. But Zimmerman attorney Don West says prosecutors are trying to pull a fast one now by arguing for third-degree murder by committing child abuse.
Obviously, he has spent hours, if not days, if not, in fact, maybe more than a year plotting for this moment when he can spring it on us.
No previous child abuse arguments were made during the trial. The judge says she'll revisit the idea later, Dave.
Evan, the accused Army WikiLeaker is now waiting for a military judge to decide his fate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson on the case live.
Yeah, defense attorneys for U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning called just 9 witnesses over 3 days. They promised to call 46 over a month or more. The prosecution, meanwhile, took 5 weeks to lay out its case that Manning shipped more than 700,000 classified files, videos, and other material to the website WikiLeaks. Manning faces 21 counts, the most serious of which carries a maximum life sentence. And, Dave, no word yet when the military judge will issue a ruling.
Rich, the 911 calls from San Francisco are out.
We just got in a plane crash, and there are a bunch of people who still need help.
Amid the chaos, passengers on the plane that crash-landed complain emergency crews are not arriving fast enough. Where's little Daphne Webb? The FBI is helping police in Oakland, California, search for the toddler the day after the 21-month-old disappeared when her father ran into a store.
He said, "Have you seen anybody around here? Because my daughter and my mom's purse just got stolen."
That man was there. Daphne's dad claims he left her in his SUV with a disabled adult. Witnesses say a woman took the child. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 137 points, right near its all-time closing high. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188. 1-800-663-6188.
It was spotted in the desert of Saudi Arabia, something an influential defense analysis group believes is a launch site. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Satellite pictures suggest Saudi Arabia is targeting Iran and Israel with ballistic missiles. The images were analyzed by experts at IS Jane's Intelligence Review, who discovered the surface-to-air missile base. Robert Monks, who released the report, tells Fox News Radio the Saudis want to send a message to Iran, not Israel.
If Iran were to obtain a nuclear weapon from their putative nuclear weapons program, then they would also be likely to try and pursue the same thing.
The discovery could increase concerns about a growing arms race in the region as Iran pushes ahead with its nuclear program. Dave?
Emily, a former Fort Campbell inspector whose job was to investigate misconduct has been accused of stealing the identities of Army personnel, including a soldier killed in combat, in a scheme to obtain thousands of dollars in bank loans. A protest in England that's not that big, but is tall.
6 women climbing without permission up the side of Britain's tallest building, the Shard, a skyscraper here in London. The 72-storey building is more than 1,000 feet tall. Environmental group Greenpeace is claiming responsibility.
They're doing this because the Shard sits between all of Shell's
headquarters in London.
Greenpeace spokesman Ben Stewart at the scene of the protest saying it's a demonstration against oil giant Shell drilling in the Arctic.
It's really dangerous to drill in the Arctic, and, you know, I think these women climbing up here are the kind of, you know, basically, you know, they're examples of sanity compared to what Shell are doing.
The climb began at 4 a.m. local time. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Randy Travis is in critical condition the morning after suffering a stroke and needing brain surgery. He was already hospitalized with a heart problem.
Travis's doctors had said he'd been starting to show signs of improvement after being admitted to the hospital this past Sunday.
That's Dan Godwin with Fox affiliate KDFW outside the hospital in Plano. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR Radio, Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda, of course, has got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. She's got some great guests and a bunch of tickets and everything to give away. It is 8:05, July the 11th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's start our show off, as we always do, with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 134 points at 15,426. The S&P 500 adding 15 points at 1668, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 40 points at 3560. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 216 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $4.09 at $424.69, Intel's up 40 cents at $23.64, Microsoft adding 47 cents at $35.15, while Facebook is down 27 cents at $25.53. Stocks of local interest, Safeway up 17 cents at $24.62, Home Depot's up 60 cents at $80 even, Reading Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at $4.92, while Tri-County's Bank down 26 cents at $22.45. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.59%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34. Oil's down $1.38 a barrel at $104.24, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $15.86 an ounce at $12.79.50, while silver's up 54 cents at $19.87 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. You need help going through the jungles of Wall Street. These are the people to lead you through there. 243-7561, or visit their offices on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. What's the weather look like today?
Well, it's 69 degrees in the studio here in downtown Reading. It's sunny and hot with a high near 96 today. Little light wind, clear, and a low around 67 tonight. High on Friday of about 94, and through the weekend, 96, 97. It looks like we're going to have a little cooler weather, under 100 degrees, which is very welcome, and we can kind of handle that here in the North State. The weather, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Today is Thursday, and it's pizza night.
Pizza night.
You might want to make a phone call, because they sell out.
474-5546. And, of course, you have the sporting clays. You have horseback riding. And then, of course, the most exquisite dinners and service and, of course, award-winning wines. And you're up in Shingletown, so it's even cooler up there, close to Shingletown.
Yeah,
so,
and it's just lovely up there this time of year. And invite you to go up and do the wine tasting, check out the facilities, all kinds of things up at Anselmo Vineyards.
Hey, let's go to the phones here. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to pipe in a little bit about the power of the people and what else we can do. Sometimes talking to Boxer and Feinstein and calling them up, it's like knocking your head against the wall. They're not going to listen. But we can deal with the local media and just let them know, you know, if we see anyone like the editor of the newspaper, just show our displeasure and not buy any of the products maybe that they're advertising for, or call the people that are advertising in there and say, hey, I'd like to buy your product, but you're sticking with these other people. So we have this kind of power where we really need to start taking the media down because they're running right alongside with these people.
I absolutely concur.
Well, you know, so do I, except I'm in the media business, Bruce. And
we like listening to you, and we will buy the products that you represent.
Well, thanks, Bruce. But you're right. No, it's anytime. It's anybody. It's corporations, and big corporations have got one thing on their mind. It's the bottom line. And if you follow that, I don't care if it's Fox News or if it's the paper or it's other places. If you look at that bottom line, they will follow where, you know, you can follow it to where they're going to. And you have got, as an individual, we as individuals can stand up and we can make the largest impact in our city, our county, our assembly, our Senate, you know, and the further away from our flagpole, the less power we have.
But you make a great point, because if you find a company that has taken a stand on veterans issues, on the First Amendment or Second Amendment rights or any of those things, take the time to tell them, go into their store and tell them why you're not going to shop there and why you're not going to buy their product. Because they need to know that they need to be responsible for the decisions they make that impact us.
And, you know, I think that's, you know, we've been in stores before that we've had bad experiences in. And if it's more than once, then it's something that maybe we have to bring up to our friends. You know, anybody can have a bad day. So, but there's some entities out here that support causes that we, if you're conservative, and I don't care if you're Democrat conservative or Republican conservative or whether you care about which way the nation's going, you don't want to support that.
But you need to let them know why you're not.
Yes, you do. You can't just not go.
If you just don't go, they don't get the message.
And Bruce is absolutely right, Bruce. I mean, you're absolutely right in what you're saying.
I think they'll listen to us, whereas talking to Boxer and Feinstein, we know what answer we're going to get.
They're not going to answer.
Exactly.
They don't have to.
That's exactly why I said to go ahead and flood all of the elected offices, because talking to Boxer and Feinstein is just...
They don't care.
Rather ineffective.
They really don't care. They don't have to care. Every one of us in the North State could vote the same way, and one of their districts in San Francisco negates it.
That's right.
So you're absolutely right, Bruce. Let the people know that, hey, I'm not going to shop here because you're advertising in this area, or that whatever that product is supports something I don't believe in. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks for getting us going.
Okay.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Senator Johannesson is here. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Well, we have to turn you on first. Okay, try again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now
sounds like everything is going okay already here.
Well, we got started this morning on the government.
Okay.
We got started on Zimmerman case and how the feds were busing people into protest and paying them to protest. I mean, come on, you know. And then we go from there. I mean, you're a man that has stood up in state, been our representative, and stood for something, and was punished for it. For standing up for what you thought.
More importantly, you know, Senator Johannesson has a background where he knows of other countries who have fallen to the socialist rule, has a little personal, you know, background with some of that, and obviously can see where this country's going, and it is not good.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Senator Maurice Johannesson.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade,
just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 71 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County, as Dan Statham said the other day. I kind of like it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's 71. It's going to go up to 98. But you know what, my friends, during this cool snap, during this cold front, we ought to go out there and get that air conditioning fixed. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and very important routine maintenance. 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And they do, by the way, outstanding work. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we just found out that the senator is a believer in caucuses, but since he was the only Swedish member down in Sacramento, he became part of the Portuguese caucus.
I tell you about that Swede part, you know, this Norwegian, but that's beside a point. No, they are, unfortunately, in the old days, we used to have everybody sort of get together.
Bipartisan?
We really were bipartisan.
Everybody talked together and you could actually work things out?
You know, the first experience I had with that issue was when there was a little problem I had with a bill, and I got on the floor and I said, Mr. President, maybe lay this bill over so we can study it a little further. And he says, no problem. You guys go over to Brennan, I have a beer or whatever you want, and then bring it back, and we bring it back up again. And if you guys agree on this, we go A, and we go for it. You don't do things like that now. Now down there you have all these various caucuses, each for their own personal interest. And, you know, you have, I guess we started to talk about it a little earlier. No, you don't only now have the Republican and Democratic caucuses. They always were there, but they were pretty close together. They were people that have been working in this business for 20 years, you know. There was not this problem. But now you have the Republican caucus, the Democratic caucus, the Hispanic caucus, you have the Black caucus, you have the Women's caucus, and you have the, obviously you have the Gay, Lesbian, Transvestite caucus. They're all caucuses with individual bent of things that they want to get done. I worked with all of them. I didn't care. I'm just a legislator. I worked with all of them, and that got me in trouble.
But all these caucuses, and let's talk about this, because there was a great letter to the editor, an article the other on July the 3rd, in fact, by Dr. Paius Danuka, who is a regular guest here. Once a month, he comes on Tuesdays. And he talked about how long does it take to become an American. And we're not talking about just the normalization. You go through 5 years, now you're American. He talked about how long does it take to become an American. And he mentioned specifically the caucuses. You know, you have a Black caucus, Hispanic caucus, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender caucuses. All of these whom you just said have their own have their own most important legislation. Do, you know, and what brings them together to say what's right? What's right for our citizens in our state? Putting, you know what, maybe putting 5-year-olds in bathrooms who are, you know, gender confused, maybe not be the best thing for our state. Maybe we should find a way of bringing more business into our state, which would solve a lot of our problems. I mean,
think as an American, as instead of constantly putting the flavor on it from where you came from. Trying to bring in where you came from into America instead of assimilating yourself into the American way of doing
things. Well, we got about a minute before we break, but Senator, you were very good at bringing people together.
Well, that's the only way you're supposed to do it. It's a matter, I know that compromise is a bad word, but that's what you do. That's what you do in legislation. The difference between us and the Shiite and the rest of them is that they kill each other over it. We do not, or supposedly not. So, you know, it's just one of these things that have turned into a enemy camp rather than somebody that can work together.
Well, that's the thing that we're getting into is that no matter how good the legislation is, if it doesn't fit in, you know, in that little core of whoever's making the decisions down in the Democrats, I mean, and if it was Republicans, I promise you, my friends, if this was Republicans doing this, I would just be just as upset and irritated about that as I am about the Democrats with this 2/3 majority and not bringing in the Republicans here. But, we have to get back on the road and we've got to take a break right now, but we have to get back on the road like the senator says. How do we get on the road or will we? We literally work together for what's good for California. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson, who actually has a great track record for doing that. And I wish he could just kind of like wave a wand and have it happen. We'll be right back.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community talk radio for the North State, the pulse of Shasta County, we like to say. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Dehane County. Senior discounts, veteran discounts, locally owned and family operated. All of this with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Trish Clark and I are here, and our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson. We're talking about, you know, trying to get people to work together. But this is something that right now we're just so divided in our state and our country. I mean, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Are we going to be electing people based on cobbling together different divisions of America?
Well, actually, we were talking about it off the air a little bit about what is American. And I think that the best described, at least my feeling about it as an immigrant, as an origin, although I was half Swede, I found out, took me a long time to get over that. But it's that we had a meeting when I was in the governor's cabinet. I was the secretary of Veteran Affairs. We had a luncheon in Sacramento where Vincente Fox was come in, and he was introduced. And he was talking about, he said at that time, he said, there are over 8 million Mexicans in the United States. I think he was on a fundraising trip more than anything else. And I told him, I says, no. I says, there may be 8 million Americans of Mexican descent. It is a different, your American descent. Like, I am not in the, I'm an American. American first, but I just happen to be of Norwegian descent. You are an American, and that means something.
But, you know, over the years, and we've watched it happen, we have, and we do it right here in Shasta County, where we go out of our way to celebrate the diversity, where we go out of our way to point out the differences and try to establish their heritages. And I, quite frankly, personally, my own opinion, is that we ought not to do that so much. We ought to talk about the ways we're alike. They need to come into this country, and they need to become Americans of a descent, as you indicate. You know, we all have a heritage where our parents or our grandparents came from someplace else. This is a new country. We're only a couple hundred years old. So we all come from someplace, but we have to be absolutely sure that we're Americans first. And we're not doing that in this country.
Well, there's a division happened, and unfortunately, it's in a bad direction. And I think that sooner or later, all that in history itself, you know, we had the Irish and Italians come to New York and all this stuff. This has happened before, but the thing that is happening now is because of the new communications, because of all of the things that are here. It doesn't work like it used to. You know, it doesn't work like it used to.
Well, you look at Europe, and what Europe has had is a huge influx of, in this case, Muslim refugees who have migrated but not immigrated. And migrated in the sense that they brought their culture with them. They have been given whole sections of cities there that has just replicated where they came from. They still have Sharia law. They speak their own languages. They have not assimilated into the culture. And has become a huge problem in these countries. You know, the fact that we are a nation of immigrants is absolutely true, but our immigrants have to assimilate. A nation is based on a common language, and you have a border. And right now,
we have neither.
We have, you know, it's Phil, you know, one of our writers said here, though, says, is, where's it say in the Constitution you have to speak English? You know, to be a viable citizen.
Well, to become a citizen of the United States, you have to take a test. and you have to be able to speak English, and you have to be able to understand English. As I understood it, there's certain documents you have to memorize and be familiar with, and they can't do it if they're not English speaking. How some of these citizens are getting by with that, I absolutely don't know. Obviously, they're not going through the process.
No, they're not. And then for the laws, the way it is levied out, it has to be, if they followed that, which was basically you come in here legally to start with, then you have 1 year before you get your first papers. And during that year, you have to be sponsored by someone so you didn't be a burden to anyone. After that, you have, for the next 4 years, you have to then learn English. And you have to then learn Constitution, and you know the whole thing's got to be done. It doesn't do that anymore.
The process they're going through back there right now with this stupid legislation for immigration, and they want to come one big bill and solve all these problems. And the reality is, all they need to do is go back to enforcing the laws that are on the books. And if they were to do that, they would send all the people home who have outstayed their visas. It's not just the people coming across the Mexican and Canadian border. It's a lot of other people that are from all other countries.
A lot of students that come in
countries.
On the student visas, yeah.
The student visas, all these people who have came and didn't go home.
And you can't tell me we don't know where they're at, since we can track a calf born in Canada to a small farm in Kansas. I got a feeling we probably could if we wanted to. But then again, that's the problem with the government. They're tracking Americans, but nobody else. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A new development in the George Zimmerman trial. The judge deciding the jury may consider lesser charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter.
The defense doesn't want these lesser charges in there. Defense attorney for Zimmerman, Don West, saying they believe the state charged Zimmerman with second-degree murder and that they should either prove that beyond a reasonable doubt or George Zimmerman is not guilty.
Fox's Phil Keating in Sanford, Florida. In the trial of U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning, the defense resting after calling 9 witnesses over 3 days.
The prosecution took 5 weeks to lay out its case against Manning, allegedly shipping more than 700,000 classified files, videos, and other material to the website WikiLeaks.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. And in Quebec, 20 bodies have been found in the aftermath of the worst railway disaster in North America in decades. 30 are still missing. Fox News. We report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson. Time is 8:34 on July the 11th, a Thursday. Linda, tonight on the Spot with Linda Bott has a number of just crazy women guests. They're not crazy because they're women. It's just they're crazy women guests. And with a woman producer down here with Savannah, and they've got all types of tickets are given away.
I'm excited.
And, oh, gosh. I know. I think there may be massage therapy going on during the show, but I'm not positive here. But this portion of the show is, yes, Senator, you can be here. All right. You can bring a male presence to this otherwise wild and crazy group of girls. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. These are really good people down there, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. I got to mention one other group of people, too, here. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. You know how it's been tough to get guns and ammo. John has somehow managed to find a lot of pistols, a lot of long rifles and ammunition. You have to head on down there, see them at Bastiani Arms. And the thing about it is, too, is that you might want to start buying stuff now because January 1st, it's going to become very difficult to buy things. So while he's got those guns down there now, you might want to head on down there and buy a few. Okay. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, we were talking about, you know, his questions coming in here on the chat room is, you know, what does an American look like? And that was a question to you, Trish.
Well, you know, to me, an American has no specific color. We have all kinds of shades, and I've always said I really don't care what color their skin is. That doesn't make an American. Certainly, I believe that if they have gone through the process, they do speak English. It's a great thing if they also have those other languages. It makes you a better rounded person. But the bottom line is they have to think of themselves as an American. And when they make decisions and they make choices for their family, I want them, in my mind, an American makes those decisions as to what's best for their family, best for their country, and they have a can-do attitude that says, I'm responsible for me and my family and being a part of this country. They don't come in here with their hand out saying, what can you do for me? And what can you give for me? And it's the government's responsibility to take care of me. Perhaps it's more a mindset than it is how you look.
Okay. Mojo.
Yes, sir.
Is the, you know, when we start talking, I think about back, you know, like you just said, how the Italians immigrated and the Irish immigrated. They were really looked down on. I mean, no Irish need apply, no dogs or Irishmen, you know, can come in here, all those things. And they assimilated into our society. We have now, millions, and it's not just Hispanics, but millions of Hispanics and other cultures coming in here. The ones that illegally migrated here, immigrated here 30 years ago have assimilated into our culture. And their kids are assimilating in our culture. But it seems like now, and what we're getting comments from in the chat room is that it seems like that's gone away.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, specifically, now I'm talking about the Mexican families. Generally speaking, the Mexican families are very religious. They're very responsible. And we got to bear that in mind. They're very down to the earth. I know several families that was in my districts, in the valleys, you know, in the areas, they grew things. And the kids, I mean, they spoke better English than I do.
And I asked some of the teachers, they were supposed to be English teachers, they said, well, we teach them English. And I said, well, they're speaking already better English than I do. And they said, well, we're required to do that. And I asked the kids, and they said, we are not allowed at home to speak anything but English until we learn it. And that is the key to it.
That's exactly right. But I do want to go back, though, because I think that we're focusing, and the media is focusing on the Mexican population and as the issue with this immigration. And you referenced earlier the Muslim populations that have taken over in many of the other countries and the issues that they're having with it. And I think we as Americans are ignoring the fact that we're being inundated with the same thing. Look at the streets of New York. Look at a lot of the big cities and this Muslim takeover issue. It's huge throughout the United States, but the media doesn't want to talk about it because they don't want us to know about it. But I think if we're going to settle on the immigration, we need to focus on all of it and solve the issue of all of the visas, the people that have overstayed their stay. It is not just people coming across the Mexican border that is an issue.
No, it's everything. And you know, as they said, we have people, millions have come in or hundreds of thousands have come in, overstayed their visas and just wandered away.
And we can get them, and we can send them back one at a time. We need to, and I said it earlier, I'll say it again. We don't need this sweeping great big bill like Obamacare with an immigration bill that we can't enforce, and then they'll pick and choose parts of it. Let's address each issue at a time. The first thing is to seal the border.
And we could do that. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Senator, what do you think's going on here? I mean, we had Stan Statham on the other day about dividing California and other states. What do you see that is the main issues? And that's just one thing, but what do you see as main issues? You're so tuned into what's going on there. Main issues for veterans and other things when we get back, right? You know, after this break. Okay. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, our dean of political acumen, is sitting right here with us. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Need a new pool pump? Consider replacing with an Energy Star variable speed pump and save hundreds of dollars per year or more. Operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. relieves the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Lots of things to give away. Lots of good guests there. It's 8:44 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Get a great deal. In fact, the best deal in this town on tobacco products. Great walk-in humidor and, of course, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. And you can buy coffee beans here, deluxe, any type of coffee-making machine also, and they'll show you how to use it. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest host here, of course, it's Thursday. It's got to be Trish Clark, and we have Senator Marisha Hennison. So, Mojo, what do you see happening here in the state of California here in the next 6 months? We've got a budget surplus. Is that true?
Sure. I think that there's no problem having a surplus. It depends on how you use the accounting, number one. And number two, it depends on how much taxes and how much fees you raise. You start thinking, take the last 10 years. Take a look at all the fees that have been raised and all the various things happening. If all you'd have to do is raise taxes and raise fees, you can balance anything. So we've been doing that. I mean, look at it.
But have they really taken into consideration all of the debt as an example, the issues with PERS and all of the retirement things that they're supposed to, that they've demanded local government build into their budgets and account for? Are we doing that at the state level?
Well, I haven't been there for a while now, but I can tell you they're very well aware of it.
They're aware of it, but it isn't built into these numbers as according to our representatives from up this area.
No, that is one of the problems. It's like Social Security. You know, we all know that Social Security isn't there. It's just money has been borrowed against Social Security and that kind of stuff. It's the same kind of thing. No, it is difficult to work out a specific budget. I tried a lot of times, worked on about two of them, got me in trouble anyway, but it is very difficult to do that because of you don't have the information that you need to do that. And the information is available, but it is not used the way – I mean, you can – what is this saying is liar's figure and whatever it was that saying.
And figures lie.
And figures
yeah.
lie.
Yeah.
And it does. And you put in there, we anticipate such and such amount of money to be coming in. But right now, you have to remember, we got some serious money taxes that is being levied. We have that. And then you have, on top of that, you have all the various fees. Just take a look at some of the fees that you have. Take a look next time you get your license. You know, the interesting thing, you can go to Oregon for about 50-some-odd dollars. You can get a 5-year, and here in California, you practically buy your own car in 10 years. Just by the fact that you're paying taxes and licenses.
You know, one of the things I noticed the other day, take a look at your food bill. The next time you go into a restaurant, actually take a look at the way things are being listed on your checkout thing. They've got a little extra something in there now, and they don't call it a sales tax anymore. They have a liquor tax, and they have a food tax, and then they have another little bill in
little
there.
Little bag tax.
A little bag. All of this stuff that amounts to more than the whatever the 8.25 or whatever our sales tax is here. If you look at that tag, you're paying a bunch of money to somebody that's different than it ever was before.
Sure, all you have to do, look at your telephone bill or your electric bill, or you can look at any of that stuff, and you can look right down the line, and you can see the addition. I have on the ranch in Wyoming, we have a phone there, and you never hardly use it, but it is the minimum that they have up there. And they actually, when you total all the various charges to that, it exceeds what my actual bill was for the telephone.
You're going up there, and look at everything. I think it's one of the major, sporting goods organizations too. It could be Cabela's. Is that they're putting on the exact taxes that they're being told to add on, by the government.
World.
Yeah, or Campers World. You know that. Hey, you know, we're not. This is not our tax. this is the government's tax on here, and they put it on. But the gas, they said, oh, the price of gas, we're cutting out this tax. Oh, but we're adding this other fee on it. So it's more money. 3.5 cents per gallon was added on. And now the new tax on ammunition. In other words, it's a nickel a round, which means that a box of 22 ammunition, the tax, will pay more, you know, will be cost more than the ammunition will. I mean, there's something wrong.
Did the $50
there.
Box thing pass?
The $50 box? No, it's a nickel per round, per round on.
You're talking about how many you can buy at one time.
I don't think that, I don't think they've done that,
well,
but
you
gotta have, but you have to have a license. You gotta give a thumbprint saying, I want to buy a box of 22 ammunition. Okay, no, I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to give a thumbprint. You have to have permission to buy that 22.
Pass?
Yeah, I think, that one passed. Oh, the other one passed too is that 22 rifle you have, that one you've had for 20 years, that 10/22 with that little magazine that holds 8 rounds, is now become an assault weapon. You will have to register that. You will have, and if it's in your possession, you have to register it. And look at the small print, my friends. They have a right to come and look at it.
Look, that's an interesting question, because there was somebody brought up the other
day
something
about state.
Guns that are registered. And it was always my impression, my understanding, that over the last several years, every time you've purchased a handgun or a long gun, you've had to go through the registration process, and you've had to, the waiting period in the state of California. Someone was saying on the air the other day that in fact those guns are not registered, that in fact they've taken that information and then that was disposed of up until now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I don't know. I think it was they could only keep it for 10 days or something like that, but now, starting on January 1st, according to one of the gun shop owners here, is that if you have a weapon that's got a detachable magazine that falls under this assault weapon thing, is you have to register it. You have to register all your long guns like that. Now, that doesn't mean a lever action, like that one, but any of the other ones. You have to register all your handguns. Say you had handguns from before that you didn't buy here. You just had them for 20. I think all those have to be registered. Now, but the part is, read the small print. They can then come to the residence of you and that weapon and say, I want to see that weapon.
But if my point is, if in fact they are not registered at this point, what are the chances that they're just not going to make a bunch of criminals out of all of us? Because who is in fact going to step forward and give them a list of all the guns that they have in their possession if they don't already know it?
They just got $24 million they took out of the fund that we used to pay for our, for concealed carry and all these others. And they've hired these other people to come in and say, there's people out there that shouldn't have guns. They're felons.
Pardon the IRS.
It's not the IRS. It's the state is doing it. And they're going after people that say that they have weapons that they shouldn't have. Like you'd had a felon may have a weapon because he had a drunk driving charge and was a felony 20 years ago. He, by law, is not supposed to have the weapon. And they can now go after them, check their houses, and they've done this, and they've confiscated weapons.
Well, but that's part of the law we've already lived under.
That's true.
And so what I'm getting at is, I'm all over that.
Yeah.
If there's people out there who, in fact, by law, are not allowed to have a gun, then let's enforce the laws that are there. This is a new deal that they've come
new.
On
it's
now. And,
right.
And I want to know who in the world is going to step forward and give them a list of the guns they have in their possession if, in fact, they don't already know I've got them.
That's a good question. We got to take a break. We'll come right back after those messages.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
So, you
own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twinview Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, our last segment here. Hey, you know, I have a couple of tickets to the Anderson Police Department's K-9 fundraiser. They are trying to buy a new dog. Their other one is getting a little old and they're going to retire. Manslasher, that's not really his name.
Nikita.
They're going to retire him, not put him down, retire him. So this Saturday, July 13th, they're having a spaghetti dinner and a fundraiser, a raffle, guns, guns there at the, that the police are putting on for the Anderson Police Department. And it doors open at 6. It's the Anderson VFW Hall. I have two tickets here. They're $10 a piece, but I have two tickets for anybody that wants them. Give us a call at 605-4567. It's a good cause. And you get to go free and you might get a chance to win guns or do other things. They're going to give demonstrations of the dogs at work and all this. So you probably don't want to bring drugs with you. So again, Anderson Police Department K-9 fundraiser. You want these tickets? Give us a call at 605-4567. Well, you like that part about don't bring drugs? Well, you know, the dog comes over and sniffs you, you know.
This is party time today.
Well, the dog comes over, sniffs, pees on your foot, and you're in trouble right there.
Oh, here we go again.
Okay. Yeah. Trish Clark here is with me, of course, the co-host, and Senator Maurice Johannesson is our guest. Okay, let's round up.
Well, I mean, first let me say, you know, you have to have a sense of humor when we deal with these things, because if you do not, you got a problem. Fortunately, we are very resilient, especially in the Northern California area. We are very resilient. And we have to remember, no matter how bad things look for us, that it's no place in the world that you can find like the United States. None. Unfortunately, people forgetting the background, the history, the Constitution, they forget about the thing that make us this great. Let's go back to the way we were. Let's go back to, that doesn't mean you can't have different opinions or anything else, but deal with it the way we used to deal with it and remember who we are. We are Americans. That's the difference. That is a gift given to us.
And I think you've got it. This is the last place there is. If we lose the freedom that we've established in the United States of America, there's no place else to go. All of the other countries have assimilated into our, over the years. We lose that last bastion of freedom, and there isn't any place to go from here.
No, that's it. And that's why, you know, Danuka, when he comes in, Dr. Danuka, he says, you know what, you're in danger, my friends. I've lived under socialism. I have seen it at work, and we are heading down that path. He says the reason America is great is the freedoms guaranteed by that Constitution. And when that gets whittled away, there's no going back.
That is correct.
So thank you so much for coming today, Senator.
Quite
we
right.
really, really appreciate it. And Trish, we're always happy you're here.
I love Thursdays. This is the opportunity to speak to the North State. You know, I had a lot of good years in this community. This is my opportunity to kind of communicate with them and you know, hear what they have to say. Yeah. So I appreciate the comments from the chat room.
Yeah, you know, chat room, thanks a lot for your comments. Very, very, very good. And James, who just hopped on there, told Trish to call the, you know, he said, call the California Attorney General's office to ask that. Who's going to come to the door and check? You know, if you're saying I'm not supposed to have these, well, who's going to check that? The other thing is, who's going to come to your door and check to make sure that rifle you say you have is at that location? Because if it's not at that location, you're going to have, you get cited, I guess. You know,
you better have a warrant.
Well, exactly.
Well, but they can't come in, but they have the right under this thing. Look at the small print.
Once you've registered it.
That's right. Okay, there's another big story on this. We'll do
that
too.
I think we're going to talk that, let us know exactly what.
Yeah, we'll get Gun Owners California and some other people in here. Anyway, tomorrow Mark Beecham is coming on. We've got a lot of discussions on that. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The defense loses another key motion at the George Zimmerman murder trial, with closing arguments set to begin this afternoon. Fox News Radio's Edmund Brown live at the courthouse in Sanford.
Lisa, George Zimmerman could be convicted of manslaughter if not found guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin. He claims he killed the unarmed teen in self-defense, but the arguments over jury instructions are getting the defense and the judge angry again.
Do not continue to argue with the court after we've ruled. If I have made a mistake in this case, you will appeal and they can review it to determine whether or not I made a mistake.
The judge denied a defense request to tell the jury specifically it's not illegal to follow someone. Prosecutors also want the jury to be able to consider felony murder by child abuse since Martin was 17, something the defense says is off base, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. The Boston Strangler meets modern technology. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso following this live.
Lisa, investigators in Boston say they may have...